Welcome back to Ravens Report. On game day, 71,000 Ravens fans and a much larger audience on TV and radio see and hear all of the action once the game begins. But there's a lot of action that goes unseen and unheard by most Ravens fans until tonight. As you can see, the crew at Rave TV has broken out all of their toys, microphones, and listening devices to give you a peek and a listen inside the secret world, the hidden world that leads up to kickoff. It starts from the time Ravens players arrive at the stadium and all of the action that unfolds getting ready for the first play of the game.
Seems like from the moment that you wake up on game day, you're counting down the exact hours and minutes until you take the field for pregame. You're constantly looking at the clock and figure out how much time you have, and you go through your routine.
We have a pregame ritual kind of thing. It's an hour and 30 minutes prior to kickoff. We come out there. Me and Morgan like to go out there, get warmed up. We'll go to field goals. And from there, it's about helping Tucker out, figure out what's going to be best for him. We'll pick visual spots up in the stands. You know, it's a time for me and Morgan to kind of get our rhythm down, get focused, figure out what the wind's doing, if it's affecting the snap when it comes back. With all of us kickers and punters, the wind's a huge factor, so we always like to see how it's helping, how it's hurting, you know, all that stuff. At the conclusion of that, then we'll end up, kind of meeting up, talking, see what we all gathered from whatever we saw between me and Randy and Jerry, and we'll kind of decide what our game plan is.
TVs is mounted up! Let's go!
Usually when we walk out the locker room, you know, everyone daps each other up, gives each other a high five. It's really that, you know, welcome to the, you know, ball game type of mentality.
Be accountable to each other. Be accountable to each other. We said we're going to play fast, we're going to play physical. Be accountable to each other. Let's have fun out there, man.
To make play. We the ones to make play.
On three then.
1, 2, 3, make play.
We run out, come out that tunnel. You know, everyone slaps the Ravens sign as you're walking up them stairs.
When we decided to go out on the field, we huddle up, and we actually grab hands and say a prayer.
Let us not forget the blessings that we've all been blessed with. Let us be able to bless others.
Quan leads us out, you know, I'm at the end, you know, kind of finishing it off for us. I'm always at the tail end, I don't know why, you know, I've always been at the tail end, you know, ever since high school. Then we do what we call pat and go. I try to get used to, you know, tracking a deep ball before, you know, all the stadium's filled. It definitely looks a little different because all the seats are there is purple, so.
When I come out on the field, I usually, you know, get that little jog in, and then we get hit in the corner. And that's when we usually meet up with Ray Rice. He's usually standing there waiting for us.
I kind of branch off on my own at that point, and I go work out with the D-line. I warm up with them. And those are my guys. I think I'm the only running back welcome over there on game days.
It's pretty cool just to have them there and, you know, have them be a part of our group.
Every week it's the same schedule, the same regimen. Centers go out first with the quarterbacks, loosen up a little bit, just take a few snaps. The rest of the offensive line comes out and gets some, we call them fits, get some blocks against offensive linemen. And then we meet up with the defensive linemen, and that's really, I guess, when it really ramps up. Call it setting our pads, just kind of getting a couple good licks in, getting some good pops, kind of waking up a little bit.
We'll get slap hands and, you know, head bumps, and that'll kind of get us, you know, going a little bit before we start doing our one-on-ones with them. And usually after that, we'll do like a, you know, stunts with you know, outside linemen and inside guys, and then Terrell Suggs will bring us in and, you know, give us a little speech there.
What are you willing to give? What are you willing to give to be champions? Let's get this done today. Let's get this done today. We played possum long enough. Let's go handle business. This unit has won games alone. We've done it by ourselves before. Let's do it today. Let's go. Up front on three. 1, 2, 3. Up front.
We'll try to do, you know, 4 or 5 drills, you know, a little minor tackling, just to warm up the pads. You know, the blood's flowing at that point. Everyone's really focused. Everyone's really keyed in. We do our DB circle.
Show up today, baby. Show up.
Hey, man. We got to be tired of talking about it, man. We got to be tired of talking about it. We have to be tired of talking about it, man. We ain't stopped nobody yet. Don't give nobody's sake.
For real.
We ain't set nobody out yet, man. On this end, we ain't do it yet. Can we do it today?
This is it, baby.
Can we do it today?
Right.
Can we do it today?
This is it,
man. Let's do it, man. Championship time. Championship time. Championship time, man. DB's on three. 1, 2, 3.
DB.
At this point, there's still a lot of anticipation. I mean, I've been playing this game for a long time, and every week is like, I'm serious when I say that it's, I have the excitement, the anxiety, the butterflies, as I did my first game. You have to be mentally into it. You have to be there. That's the kind of game it is because of the physical nature of it.
Just warming up the legs, warming up, you know, your hands, basic defense calls. And then after that, you know, Ray Lewis, you know, the man brings us up.
Let's go, man. Let's go, man. It's our house, man.
It's gut check time. We win. We in. We in. We clinch. Man, that's war in.
He's talking from the heart. It's a lot of emotion, and football is a game of emotion. Just what he means to the team, the organization, the city, all those things, you know.
Let's get the game to do today, man. Let's represent who we are, dog. This is our crib. Let's do what we do best, man.
Well, Rain's doing his speech, you know. You can say the calm before the storm, but when he speaks, it's not calm anymore. You know, your fire's burning. The water's boiling already. It's about to explode.
As Ray's talking, I look around, you know, because these are the guys you're going to battle with. You can see a lot, you know, from a teammate, from a man, by looking into his eyes. It gets me going, but it lets me know that, you know, we're all together. You know, I'm not going to battle by myself. We're not leaving anyone behind. It's all in.
Still ahead on Ravens Report, we'll take you with the Ravens players on a walk you'll never forget.